24. No man. No man. What does that mean in Ohio? What does that mean, Kentucky? Huh? Mean same thing in Ohio? Mean same thing, Kentucky? Mean same thing in Arkansas? It meant the same thing in Israel. People just like human nature the same. We're all the children of Noah. And he was a son of Adam. That makes us all the children of Adam. And so there ain't much difference in us, folks. Huh? We might like to think they are and make ourselves exclusive sometime, but we're all about the same family. And none of us incarnated from angels. We was born of Adam. Amen. We all have the same weaknesses, huh? Praise God. All right. No man can serve two masters. Can't do it. Forget it. Amen. For either he'll hate one and love the other, or else he'll hold one and despise the other. It's just that way, folks. Amen. Ye cannot. C-A-N-N-O-T. I was always good in spelling. In fact, I was better in spelling when I was a kid than I am now. Amen. In old one-room country school, I was so good in you could go ahead. You went by book. Amen. And I'd already been through the eighth grade speller twice when I was in the sixth grade. Amen. So I was pretty good at spelling. C-A-N-N-O-T. Cannot. I like to talk about some things you cannot do. You cannot serve God and mammon. Wealth. Things, riches. Amen. You cannot. Hallelujah. Some things you cannot do. And one of them is you cannot serve God and mammon. I noticed, you know, that one of the things they was repenting of yesterday in the Promise Keepers Convention in Washington was this very thing. People that had given themselves to riches, amen, they had come right down to brass tacks and found out what holiness folks have been preaching all along. You can't serve God and mammon. You gotta put God first, seek God first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you as you need them and as you have sown them. Amen. You can't always criticize a rich man. There may be an Abraham in the bunch that God's blessed. You can't always speak evil of a rich man. There may be a Job in the bunch that God has turned his captivity and give him twice as much as he ever had before. And you'll be first thing you know, you'll be talking against angels instead of men. Amen. Hallelujah. How hardly the disciples said, can anybody be saved? In a day when they thought riches was the automatic blessing of God and it carried over into the theology of the Calvinist of bygone years. Amen. And the Dutch Reformed and many others. Amen. And the Calvinist, various European Calvinist organizations believed that riches was a sign of God's blessing, therefore a sign of God's salvation. Amen. But it's not. Amen. It's not always. Amen. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve wealth. You cannot serve things. I noticed a guy put on a campaign. It was a one-man deal. And it showed his picture in the paper or some magazine. I happened to be thumbing through. I can't remember which. Amen. And he was saying, don't buy anything today. That was his campaign. Don't buy anything today. Amen. I have a recommendation to you. Amen. If you just must be buying something all the time, go to the thrift store. Amen. That way it won't cost very much. Hallelujah. Go to Salvation Army or something. place else. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. And oh, I thought I was getting a bargain, you know. Sister Linda and the young folks putting on a sale to buy something for the young people, get money for the young people in the church, donated stuff. Amen. And the last night of the sale, they put on a bag for a dollar. Amen. And I was going through and I was picking out stuff and I found this pretty wallpaper. I said, my wife likes wallpaper, and I stuck that in the bag. Amen. And I was carrying my bag along, and here come a familiar voice that said, LL, that's my paper. That was my wife. I was buying her paperback that she had donated to, amen, to the young folks. Amen. Hallelujah. I guess okay, praise God. Amen. And hey, things, if you're not very careful, will drown you. Things, if you're not very careful, will not satisfy you. Amen. They asked John D. Rockefeller, how much money does it take to satisfy a man? And he said, a little more. Amen. The richest man in the world at age of 54, but living on crackers and milk. Amen. He couldn't eat good, solid, nourishing food. His stomach, intestines were such bad shape. And you know John D. Rockefeller didn't get well till one day he prayed through about it. That's my terminology. Amen. And he began to give stuff away. And when John D. Rockefeller began to give his riches away, he got well. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. That's what was wrong with him. That's what was eating on him. He was afraid of losing it. Amen. And because he was afraid of losing it, it was tearing him up on the inside. He was afraid of leaving it. The only thing that cured him ultimately was to give it away. Praise God. What did Jesus tell us to do in this area of faith? Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. There is he that scattereth abroad and yet increaseth. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody in the country's out of tomatoes except me. Amen. You know how I've still got so many tomatoes? I just give them away. Praise God. If you give lots of them away, they keep coming back. Hallelujah. Praise God. They just keep coming back. Give them away. I could have sold some of them. There's one place up here. Give me 40 cents a pound for those big yellow tomatoes with red stripes in them. Amen. Last year I sold about $100 worth to them. Amen. But giving them away feels so much better, Sister Byrne. I just give them all away this year. Amen. Giving them away feels better than making $100. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Give and it shall be given you. That's the way to get the victory over things. Give. Amen. Get afraid you'll lose it and hang on to it. It'll turn your stomach into knots. Amen. Your future into a blur. Bless your heart. Give. And praise God, things will open up again. Give. Woo, and you get the victory over things. Give. Pay your tithes and your offerings. Hallelujah. And your alms. And then give. And give again. That's the way to have victory over things. That's the right way to look at things. Work with your hands that you may have to hoard. Is that what the Bible said? He said, let him work with his hands that he may have to stack it up and look at it. Amen. No, no, no. Amen. Give. Let him work with his hands that he may have to give. Isn't that a sight? All I'm working for is to have something to give to him that needeth. That's Bible. Yeah, you'll come to that after a while. You may not see it now, but you'll see it soon. If not here and here after, you say, I wish I should have given more, Brother Cobb. Why didn't you tell me? Somebody should have shook me and told me. I did again and again and again, and it made you mad. Amen. Because you didn't want to turn it loose. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. You cannot Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 21. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. Woo! Some things you cannot do. Amen. You can't pray to Mary and pray to Jesus too. You got to make up your mind who's the mediator. You got to make up your mind who's the intercessor. Yeah, it won't do you no good to pray to Mary no more than it'll do any good to pray to your dead mama. Won't do any good to pray to Mary no more than it'll do any good, amen, to pray to your dead dad. Mary's dead just like every other woman. Amen. She has not been enshrined up there in a mediatorial position to gain you favor with the Lord Jesus Christ. No! 1,000 times no. Amen. What is the Mary that people are praying to? Get a hold of your seat now, good and tight. It's a devil! You pray to anybody but Jesus. Pray to anybody but God. It's a devil. Just one God. Just one mediator between God and man. And you can't pray to both. Amen. You can't kiss the feet of the Virgin of Guadalupe. Can't kiss the feet of any saint. You can't even kiss the feet of the Pope. Supposed to be the vicar of Christ in this world. That is the direct representative of Christ in this world. Amen. There is no one man who is a representative of Christ. The body of Christ, the whole church is a representative of Christ. The Pope is no different than anybody else. Amen. Paul, Peter, whoever it might be, are no different than anybody else. They are just parts of the body of Christ. Them that seem, as Paul said, to be pillars in the church are no different than anybody else. The honor we bestow upon the ministry is not for the man. It is for the office. Amen. And when I'm gone, there'll be another man in the office. Whenever a preacher's dead, there'll be another man in the office. We may honor the office, but the man is still a human. Amen. You cannot deify men and make it to heaven on another man's coattail. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. You gotta be careful what you eat. Careful what you swallow. Whoo, glory to God. Be careful of the gossip you listen to. It may not be the truth. Amen. Because any 10 people can tell a story 10 times, and time it gets around the last one, you wouldn't recognize it. Amen. You can hear anything but money rattling and meter frying. That's the old saying that came out of the Depression. Amen. And the 10 different people have got 10 different ideas how to interpret what they heard. And so they speak according to what they think they heard and what they think the individual said. And by the time it gets around to 10 people, amen, it don't sound anything like the way it started. Amen. Praise God. Well, amen, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and devil. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Do we? Amen. He's a jealous God. Amen. Did you know one of the reasons that the nations of the world that are under the dominion of Catholicism as a religion are not blessed? It's not because they're not smart. It's not because they don't have universities. It's not because they won't work. I've known some of the most industrious people in those countries you ever saw. Amen. In the Philippines, they can imitate anything we've got in the United States. They're smart. They can make stuff. Amen. Why are they poor? Why are they poor just south of the border? Amen. It's because, praise God, Sam Houston and a few Methodists won out over the Catholics. Amen. And Catholicism drawed the line at the Rio Grande. Amen. And below the Rio Grande, where Catholicism reigns, it's poverty. And they'll go to jail, die, or anything else to get across that border, to get into the United States, slip in, amen, fly in, swim in, wet back, dry back, any way to get back, amen, in the United States of America. Why? To get out from under the curse. And what is the curse in most of the world? It's false religion. It's either a dominion over one's faith or a total denial by atheism of faith at all. And then they're cursed again. They're either cursed with worshiping and serving devils or cursed with the absence of God at all. Russia, China, Iron Curtain, Bamboo Curtain. Amen. Screened in your education process God out of generations of children. And they don't know God. I asked the Chinese guy, amen, when we was in China in 1982. Amen. Went a couple times. I think it was 82. Amen. We was there. And I asked Chinese God, said, if you don't believe in God, how do you curse? And he laughed. Oh, said, that's easy. Said, we use dirty words. Amen. And so when we was going up to the Great Wall of China and our driver was driving not to suit the fella behind, amen, the fella behind blowed his horn several times and, amen, let go several explosions, even run up to the window of the driver and point his finger at him, amen, with his Chinese expletives, amen. You don't have to believe in God to use dirty words. I got a sneaking suspicion that they use God's name in vain too, even where they don't claim to believe in God. Amen. And they tell people to go to hell where they don't claim to believe in hell. And they damn people where they don't even believe there's any such thing. Because lost men just built that way. You can't drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. Amen. You cannot. You got to watch what you swallow. Watch what you take in. Amen. Because here's the way it works. Amen. You can put an apple, you can put one good apple in a bushel of bad apples. And the bad apples won't be made good by that one good one. But, amen, you put one bad apple in a sack of good apples, and it'll cause all those around it to rot. And they, in turn, will cause the others to rot. Amen. You see, it works the other way. Amen. It don't work one way. Putting that good apple in among a bunch of bad ones don't heal that sack of apples. Amen. It makes that good one bad. Even if it's not bad. Even if it takes a while for it to go bad. It smells bad because it's in a bunch of bad ones. Amen. Ah, glory to God. Those tomatoes down there at the foot of the steps. Amen. The time they get down and wooling them around and picking out the choice ones of the bunch, there's a bunch of them that's not fit for man or beast. Amen. And it makes the others look bad. So after they'd culled them all out, I still took out about four the other day and washed them up and gave them to Sister Patricia. She took them home with her. Amen. Because nobody wanted those good ones when they'd been flavored up with them bad ones. Amen. Praise God. Yes, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord of the devil. You can't get bitter water and sweet water from the same fountain. James chapter 3 and verse 10, I'm talking about things you cannot do. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be, ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Amen. Man's wife was trying to get him to go to church. Join the church. Come to church. He said, why should I go to church? Said, you go to the same movies I go to, smoke the same brand of cigarettes I smoke, read the same books I book, read and watch the same TV programs I watch, and use the same bywords that I use. Why should I go to church? Yeah. Amen. Well, amen. Doth a fountain send forth the same place, sweet water, bitter? No. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? No, not in 1,000 years. Either a vine figs? No. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? No. You can't get good water and bad water out of the same fountain. That's James chapter 3, verses 10, 11, and 12. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, well, we'll cut it short. Praise God. Listen to this. Proverbs 13 and 20. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 13:20. I'll start with 19. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. Now, amen. Fools, if you tell them to depart from evil, you tell them to quit what is fun to them. They say, are you out of your cotton picking mind? Amen. It's like somebody asked a fellow in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Brother Cobb was pastor. He went back and asked a fellow to come to the altar. Don't you want the Lord to save you from your sins? And he looked at him and said, I like my sins. Fools do that. Amen. It is abomination to fools to depart from evil. Amen. Asked a fellow that runs a saloon to depart from evil. Hey, what do you mean? That's my living, man. Amen. Amen. You couldn't preach against beads here, Bob's, to Bert Irvin in my church in Dale, Illinois. He said, that's the way I make my living. He runs a jewelry store in McLeansboro. Amen. He also chewed tobacco and spit Ambier. Amen. Somebody invited him to have a cup of coffee one day. He said, no thanks. He said, I get my stimulation from my chewing tobacco. Amen. He had a crude way of allegating and incorporating a certain type of doctrine into his theology and philosophy that suited his own ends. Amen. And amen. But it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. Listen to this. Verse 20. He that walketh with the wise men shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Amen. Sometimes I'll pick up my buckets and there'll be several tomatoes left in the bottom down there at the foot of the stair. And I won't even bother, amen, to sort them out. Because I got tomatoes running out in my ears anyhow. Amen. So I just took the whole bucket, even though there's two or three good ones in there and I knew it. I took them all out the ditch and threw them out. Better be careful about running around with rotten tomatoes. If judgment comes, the lightning will strike you and the storm will strike you in the same breath. Amen. He said, a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Told you about the old boy, you know, that was running up and down the roads with a carload of sinner boys. Amen. And pretty soon he is back down to theater selling popcorn in his mom and dad theater. He'd one time been saved, filled the Holy Ghost, and brought little bottles of oil with him, and even practiced, Steve, what he called a discerning of spirits, and he could tell, somebody here has got a headache. That's not discernment. Somebody here's got a leg ache. That ain't discernment. You got a congregation of 100 people, amen, you can just guess that. Somebody's got a headache in 100 people. Somebody's got a leg ache in 100 people. Somebody's big toes itching in 100 people. Amen. And you may get 3 takers on some things. Amen. But anyway, amen. Here he is driving up and down the road. Amen. And somebody asked me one day, have you seen old Jimmy lately? And I said, no, he hadn't been around lately. He even quit coming around. Pretty soon he didn't run with homeless folks no more. He said, I saw him down to the carnival the other night and said, boy, he's knocking them dolls off of the rack gambling. He put down a dime, knocked the dolls off the rack and win a prize. Amen. Hey, listen, folks, you get saved real good and enlightened real good. You don't go to the carnival anymore. I've been in Hamilton 21 years, missed the Butler County Fair 21 years. Just missed it all. Just drove right by for 21 years, praise God. Hey, if we go to the fair, we need to camp out on the other side of the street like George Whitefield and start preaching the gospel. And he had such a power with God that people left the fair to hear George Whitefield preach. Amen. But you don't go to partake. Amen. You go to win somebody to God. You touch, and then you go. Amen. Evil. Why shouldn't you run with sinners? Because evil pursueth sinners. Evil's chasing sinners. Amen. There's a dog called evil that's chasing sinners. And he's growling and he's nipping at their heels. And if you're running with sinners, he's liable to tear you. Amen. But to the righteous, good shall be repaid. That's who you want to run with. You run with the right crowd. Praise God. You cannot run with the wrong crowd. You can't run with a rabbits and hunt with a hound. Amen. Glory to God. All right, let me read you one more in 1 Corinthians 5:9. Amen. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Is there anybody here that don't know what a wanton practicing fornicator is? You don't know? Is there anybody here that don't know what a fornicator is? How many know what a fornicator is? Hold up your hand. Come on. Come on. Even you know what a fornicator is. Bible said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Amen. And fornication is adultery. It is adulterating something that God made to be considered holy and pure. It is taking the gift of God and dragging it in the mud. Amen. God created sex. But when we drag it in the mud, we adulterate the good thing of God. And we pave the road with tears and broken hearts and broken lives. Amen. I wrote unto you an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters. For then you must needs go out of the world. You may have to go to school with them, but you don't have to keep company with them. You may have to go work beside them, but you don't have to leave with them and go with them after work to the bar. Huh? Amen. You may have to go to the business place, the grocery store, and Walmart and see them, but you don't have to leave Walmart with them. Amen. You may have to live even in the same house with them, with family. Else you'd have to go out of the world, Paul said. But you don't have to do the same things the rest of the family did. When God's Spirit departed from me at the age of 15, When the rest of the family went to the show, I fell on my knees and sought God at home. When the rest of the family went to the theater, there was times they came back and woke me up. Mama woke me up on my knees by the bed where I'd cried and prayed myself to sleep. I quit going with them. Amen. Even with family, you got to live in the same family. You got to eat at the same table, but you don't have to practice the same talk. You don't have to walk the same walk. You don't have to go to the same places. Praise God. But now I've written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous. Covetousness is idolatry. That's a man that worships things. He's just out for another dollar, and that's all. Amen. Or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner. Why don't you want to run with them? Because you'll become like them. You'll become one of them. So he said, with such an one not to eat. Don't be partakers with them. Amen. And once again, we qualify. Amen. I was a Christian living in a house full that wasn't Christians. House full? You didn't have to have too big a family in a one-room log cabin to have a house full. I was raised in a one-room log cabin. Amen. Hallelujah. And I had to take a stand for God when the rest of them didn't. But I won. I won. In days of trouble, in the days to come, they all had to shed down the corn and say that Junior was right. Amen. And some of these days, the whole bunch, even though they don't like you now, and even though they stand against you now, and even though they think you're fanatic, and even though they think you're a radical Christian now. Amen. Hallelujah. I noticed them telling things like that to those guys yesterday. 1.5 million men in Washington. Amen. They told them everybody wouldn't understand. But you got to go on. Yeah. You got to go on. Hey, you started, and you started good. And I know you got friends back there, and they wonder why you're gone all the time. You say, I go to church all the time. Hey, come over and do this. Come on. You know what happened to those that did that? Come on up here. Amen. Let's have a few more games. Let's have a little round. Amen. You know what happened to all them that did that? They're not here no more. Some of them's homes are broke up. Because if a person loses out with God, he gets worse. He's a worse husband. She's a worse wife, and they lose out with God. Bible says 7 more devils sometimes come in. And the last day of that man's worse than the first. Hey, make a wide berth and go to the house of God. Let your light shine and God will make you a winner in the long run. Stand with me. Father, bless these words. Challenge our hearts, Lord God, to live for God in spite of the devil, to live for God and serve God in spite of sin. All around us, Lord, take a stand for God. Do what we must do to make it through. I pray for my friends. I pray for these precious young converts that are struggling with many of these things and got many questions in their hearts. And some of them having a hard time breaking clean. Help make a clean break for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Sing. Praise God.
To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus.
Sister Burns, Brother Aaron in Florida is having a heart attack right now and they're on the way to the hospital. Long distance call. As we come to the altar, let's claim him.